At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. The National Rifle Association has announced that retired Marine Oliver North is poised to become the gun lobbying group's next president. North will be replacing Preet Brownell, who decided not to seek a second term. The news comes just after tens of thousands of people packed downtown Dallas for the NRA's convention over the weekend. The meeting drew hundreds of firearms and gun-related vendors, along with politicians, from President Donald Trump to Governor Greg Abbott. Investigative reporter Alon Stevens talked with Texas Standard host David Brown about the convention and what it may tell us about the future of the gun debate.
Let's talk a little bit about the basics. Where is the association at this moment in time? Are they sticking with their hardcore stand?
Yeah, you know, they very much are. And one of the things that I learned about the association over this weekend here is that, you know, it's an organization that's really kind of based on this fear. And it's not the fear that I think a lot of people would immediately jump to. Sure, they're worried about their Second Amendment rights. They're worried about gun control. But really, most of all, they're worried about crime. The way that they see things in the world is that this is an America that is very much under siege by criminal gangs, that is under siege with issues of police not being equipped to respond to violent crimes. When they hear about shootings in schools, they're very much attuned to that because that's kind of part of the narrative that the NRA has really been talking about recently.
I think a lot of people think, though, that this crime narrative is really an excuse. It is an excuse for more guns, for the retailing of firearms in the United States. If you talk up crime and you make it seem like we're a nation under siege, then yeah, they're going to try to advance that story.
Right. And the way this kind of flourished within the convention here is, you know, there's a lot of seminars about shooting under stress, about not being a crime victim. And this is something that Vice President Pence would actually bring up in his speech before President Trump, where he would talk about all of these instances where there is a crime going on and an armed civilian would stop that crime. They're in this kind of heightened sense of an America that is very much trying to protect and defend itself from what they see as a crime-ridden place.
Is there any inclination, however, that are you sensing anything that some of these protests that maybe they have been affected or that they're concerned about what sort of momentum has been started after Parkland?
Before President Trump and Vice President Pence spoke, there was a little bit of trepidation. There was a lot of NRA members who felt that the National Rifle Association and gun rights advocates were on a slippery slope, that there's maybe too many compromises, and they didn't know what to expect. After Trump spoke, there's very much an air of confidence within the entire room that politics were on their side. And as far as the protests are concerned, they saw this as a generational divide, something that was between the old and the young, and that these youth-led movements right now were kind of based in this youthful naivety that these people are not very well versed in the realities of crime. But the one thing that did come up a lot, and there does seem to be some concern with the organization, is actually how these businesses were pulling out and withdrawing their ties with them before the convention. Camelback, which has historically had been there, was not on the vendors list. And then Nikon pulled out as well. And this is something that definitely has gotten their attention in the speech after President Trump's. NRA President and CEO Wayne LaPierre actually had this to say about some of the companies.
And how about those gutless corporations that try to punish law-abiding gun owners? What do you think of them? Come on! What do you think of Yeti?
And that last one being Yeti, the Austin-based cooler company that recently has been having some issues with the NRA after they changed their discount program. So, you know, they were taking shots at some of these companies that were withdrawing their ties.
You know, Alon, you reported on the Standard here how the gun industry has been hurting. And I was thinking about the protests and the NRA sort of feeling a certain degree under siege. What about innovations? I mean, has there been any sort of breakthrough when it comes to things like, for instance, this technology that would not allow you to shoot a gun unless the trigger was being pulled by the registered owner?
So as far as innovations are concerned, you know, I didn't really see anything that was new and really innovative. We saw a lot of the same. We saw a lot of AR-15 rifles with only minor differences. It seems that that's kind of the glut of the market right now are AR-15s. And that wasn't generating a lot of interest. There wasn't a ton of innovation. There's a couple of things there, but nothing really noteworthy. And quite frankly, it was disappointing to a lot of people who were there on the floor.
That was investigative reporter Alon Stevens talking with Texas Standard host David Brown. The teenage members of the Cry Havoc theater troupe became NRA members so they could attend last weekend's convention. They wanted to interview gun owners for a play they're creating. The group spent Friday and Saturday doing just that. But on Sunday, as Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks reports, they were escorted out of the convention center by police.
Late Sunday morning, three members of Cry Havoc Theater were interviewing a young man on the convention floor while the company's videographer recorded them. They attracted the attention of Charles Brown, a nearby gun vendor. He told the group that unless they had press credentials, they shouldn't be interviewing. The videographer warned the students the vendor was probably going to call security. One of the teens, Fabian Rodriguez, explains what happened next.
She was like, well, we should probably go. And we were just walking until the security, he was like, excuse me, guys. And we thought he was just going to pass us. But then he's like, you guys can't be recording. You guys have to get that out of here.
The students' interviews are for a play they're developing on the gun debate. Eventually, all 10 students and the three adults who accompanied them were escorted out by security members and Dallas police officers. They were told they could return, but without their recording equipment. The vendor, Charles Brown, is president of High Point Firearms, a gun manufacturer from Ohio. He called security.
I'm not saying that the questions they were asking were inappropriate. I'm just saying the fact that they didn't have press credentials and they were interviewing people about their opinions, it's just not how you follow the rules here. I've got nothing against people asking questions. We answer questions for 3 days here, you know?
While Brown speaks, some convention visitors around him videotape each other. Others photograph the displays of weapons and holsters and accessories. Very few of them wore press badges. The NRA did not return a request for comment. The association's website includes an extensive firearms policy for its conventions, but there's no apparent policy about what members can or cannot ask others there. Cry Havoc's director, Mara Richards-Bim, said they weren't given any guidelines. The students expected some resistance. In February, Richards-Bim talked to them and their parents about one of the toughest aspects of this project.
I will tell you, it's been very, very difficult to get gun owners to talk to us because the automatic assumption is we're going to put something on stage that makes fun of them or somehow misrepresents their points of view.
Richards-Bim herself is a gun owner. She says she applied for one of the nonprofit booths at the convention, hoping to use it to interview NRA members. But her application was denied. Then she decided to get all of the students' NRA memberships so they could attend. Before they were kicked out, the students saw President Trump's speech and checked out the acres of merchandise. And they interviewed many vendors and visitors.
Nice to meet you. My name is Mary Vandy. This is Regina Juarez. We're high school students. We're doing a show about guns and Second Amendment rights in America. We were just wondering if we could interview you, ask you a couple questions. Awesome. Do y'all get a lot of interviews?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Quite a few. Sure.
So what are y'all selling here? It looks really cool.
The questions Juarez and Vandy asked did get into controversial topics like the AR-15 and student protests. But like many they interviewed, Eric Matley, the vendor, never objected.
What are your thoughts on the Parkland students?
On the what?
The protesters.
Well, this is America. I mean, if you believe that strongly on something, you should protest it.
The students have spent months researching all aspects of the gun debate. They know how polarizing it is. Trinity Gordon from Skyline High wasn't happy to be kicked out, but she understood.
Because people already villainize the NRA. They're scared of their words being misused. And he didn't want to be further insulted already, like in his safe space, because that's what the convention is. So even though he did kick us out and it is kind of wrong, I'm not surprised and I'm not angry at him for doing what he thought was protecting his right.
The students met reasonable NRA members, but they were also summarily ushered out of the convention for asking questions. The students say they're still trying to process these experiences. They have about a month. That's when they'll finish their script and start rehearsals. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Art and Seek is following the Cry Havoc troupe as they research and create their play. You can find previous reports at artandseek.org. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.